Welcome back to America Weekend. I'm Ed Kalenge.
I'm Christine Estafa.
Our next guests form one third of the band Bronze Radio Return. We just heard a bit of their latest single, Only Temporary. Now, since 2008, the band has sold over 100,000 singles and racked up more than 26 million streams on Spotify. It is great to say hello to singer Chris Henderson and drummer Rob Griffith. Guys, welcome to the show.
Hey, thank you for having us.
First off, the name of the band, Bronze Radio Return. Tell us where that came from, and tell us how the six of you got together in the first place.
The name of the band comes from an actual bronze-colored radio that I listened to growing up in Maine. My dad is an artist there, and growing up after school, and it was kind of our daycare was in the studio listening to this bronze-colored radio, and on that radio was a lot of country and blues and jazz, and learned a lot about music from that radio, and it kind of stands as a beacon of my early influences. And when this band started, you know, it turns out we all had a lot of similar early influences that shaped the way that we approach music now. So it's kind of the return of that bronze radio into how we do things now.
You know, your music's been heard in the film St. Vincent and in commercials for Nissan and Starbucks, which is pretty awesome. So many TV shows, too. That has to have helped push your music and your brands. Why don't you talk to me a little bit about how that is going for you?
Yeah, we've been very lucky to have a lot of stuff placed in film and TV. And it's more than anything, it's another avenue for people to discover us. And, you know, if a million people see a Starbucks commercial and 1,000 of them go and say, "Hey, what was that song?" That's a win for us. That's a great thing, because that's 1,000 more people that may not have been aware of us in the first place. And the same with St. Vincent and a film like that. The placement was very prominent, so that one really helped gain us some new listenership.
How do you get your music in a Starbucks commercial? Like, do they come to you, or do you go to them going, "Hey, I think this fits what you're trying to do"?
Do you have to bribe a barista somewhere?
Right. Yes. I wish it were that easy. We've worked with a few teams of really hardworking and talented folks that work to line up these placements for us. And I think it's a lot of their hard work that gets us to the ears of these music supervisors. And, you know, as Rob mentioned, we're fortunate enough to be a part of these.
Now, there are six of you in the band. Now, a lot of times when we have artists on, we have a solo artist or we just have a duo. And so it's got to be interesting to have six different ideas, six different streams of consciousness. What are the benefits and what are the drawbacks of having six guys in a band?
There are certainly both. There are certainly benefits and drawbacks. Yeah.
The positives come to my mind first, and that is that we have a lot of hands on deck. And, you know, we've been a band now for several years, mm-hmm. and we've practiced, you know, many times working together, how to work together in a creative environment like a studio, how to live together in close quarters on the road. So that comes from practice and doing it a lot. And from doing it a lot, you know, it really feels like it's a team sport. And I think you get a lot more done when you have more hands pushing the ball forward.
Now, you say living in close quarters on the road. Now, correct me if I'm wrong. We don't have like six guys in one room at the Hampton Inn here, do we?
They're talking about a tour bus.
Oh, okay.
Right?
Well, we haven't been six in a room for quite a while.
Good for you.
Okay,
there you go.
Thank goodness.
We're happy to say we've graduated past the six in one place.
Thank God.
Wonderful.
Good for you.
That's so funny. So, you know, your sound is kind of unique. How would you describe your style?
Well, we call it indie roots rock, which on the surface might confuse some people, but, you know, it's ultimately rock music, but we... like Chris mentioned about how the name Bronze Radio came about, it's from us listening to a lot of roots kind of music, you know, like traditional blues and folk and country music and jazz music. And that coming back around here in more modern times has taken more of a modern indie rock kind of a sound. So I think that would be the best way to describe it.
When you were growing up, earlier you said that a lot of your influences were heard on this bronze radio that you listened to growing up. Who are some of those people?
Well, for me, it would be guys like Muddy Waters, Eric Clapton, Willie Nelson, John Coltrane, a lot of these that was broadcasted a lot on the public radio station around us throughout, different segments that they would put out. Those are feelings that come to me.
And you know what strikes me with your answer, if I could jump in one second, one of the things that jumps out is look at all the different genres you just mentioned. And it's
exactly.
true, because if you're going to go into music and if you're going to be an artist, you need to be exposed to all different types of music and have an appreciation for everything that came before you, not just, one type of music and only certain types of artists. Isn't it so important to be able to have that and be exposed to as many different types of music that there are?
Sure, absolutely. And I think talking on that too and on Rob's earlier point is that, having that exposure, that kind of time spent listening, when you think about how people listen to music now, oftentimes, especially with these new platforms like Spotify or iTunes or whatever it is, you can jump around all the time between genres, between different radio stations, between whatever it is. And I think the trick, something that we work at, is how do we create a listener experience like for someone listening to our album that sounds unique and touches on some of these different influences that we were just talking about. And the trick is finding the continuity, though, at the same time. How do you make it sound all like the same band but doing different things? And that's using those influences and listening to that other music that helps guide us towards that.
That's a really good point, too, because I think the music listener is a lot more educated, like you said, because they're exposed to a lot of different music commercially and non-commercially as well. Because all right, if you come from someone of my time, when before you had all everything with all of the digital aspects, and you're listening to the only thing you'd listen to is Froggy 109.2 on the radio, and you're listening to just one different type of music, you're kind of pigeonholed into that. So you have a much more educated audience out there musically nowadays.
Sure.
And that's got to be great, too, as a band, because it's got to be interesting to be able to make music for an audience that may actually appreciate it more than they may have in the past.
Definitely. I will say one thing I miss is, and I think one of the reasons why vinyl is coming back more now, too, amongst other reasons, that when you buy a record now, which more and more people are doing, you listen to that whole body of work.
Mm-hmm.
Talking about Spotify and iTunes, it's so easy, myself very much guilty of this, is jumping between artists, a couple of their top tunes here and there. But when you get a record, you listen to the whole body of work. And I miss those days of getting a CD and popping it in and learning every tune from that artist on that. And that's something I feel like we don't have as much these days.
Back to what you're saying, Ed, I think that makes the listener, the average music listener, a lot smarter than if they're bouncing around. If they kind of have this ADD when they're listening to music versus actually sitting down and kind of studying some music, I think makes the listener smarter. And ultimately, I think that's a great thing for music in general and can kind of change the way things are heard.
When you guys are touring, is there a specific place that you have had a really great experience or your favorite place to play? Or a bad one?
We just came back
that may stick out more.
we've had a couple of those too. We've traveled around the U.S. a bunch and we've gone through some incredible cities. One that would stand out to me would be of all places, San Francisco. Mainly because the first time we made it through there, we had a really great turnout and had no idea that there was this already following of our music there, which was wonderful. We just came back from a month in going around Europe to the UK.
Oh, that's a totally different experience.
Cool.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. But we really enjoyed some cities there. And, that's one of the perks of our job is that we do get to go through some very cool places and get to peer into them a little bit.
Tell me about one of the bad ones.
Ooh.
Have you ever had a bad performance or something awful?
Oh boy, I don't know if we want to single out any cities that we might be going back
That's
to
hysterical.
At some point here.
So what was the worst thing that happened in City A?
Yeah,
just some generic city.
City A, this happened.
Right. There's one that comes to mind that I'll never forget. I'm not going to say the city.
That's okay.
I remember it was a smaller club and Chris, of course was up there at the front singing, and there was a gentleman standing directly in front of him and all night was shouting for a song that we were going to play very much later in the show. It got to a point where he actually pulled out his phone pulled up the MP3 of the song on his phone, held it up,
that's so
held
funny.
It up in Chris's face, and was playing the song to Chris while in between songs while we were on stage.
I want to hear "Shake, Shake, Shake," and I want to hear it now.
At least the guy was calling. At least the guy was calling for one of your songs, because I go to a lot of live shows. There's always one person in the audience that's screaming for Freebird. Doesn't matter what genre of music at a concert for. Everyone's going, Freebird! There's always that one drunk idiot.
Well, they're going to be very busy. You can learn more about the band and see all those tour dates at bronzeradioreturn.com. Chris Henderson and Rob Griffith, continued best of luck, and thanks so much for joining us here on America Weekend.
Thank you very much.
Thank you guys so much.
Stay with us. More to come. I'm Ed Kalecki.
I'm Christina Stolfo.
And this is America Weekend from the Envision Radio Network.
America Weekend.
Imagine an acne treatment breakthrough that even Proactiv says is better than proactive. Announcing today's Proactiv Plus, the revolutionary way to clear your skin from the number one name in acne care. Proactiv Plus is our best, most effective solution ever. And when you call 1-800-677-6111 today, you can have it tomorrow. Proactiv Plus is the modern acne miracle that treats your skin beautifully. The plus means more. More precise, targeted medicine for faster, gentler acne prevention. Plus, more skin-loving solutions so your complexion can look bright and beautiful.
I am just so happy with Proactiv Plus. I don't think my skin has ever looked this good.
Call 1-800-677-6111. Be one of the first to try Proactiv Plus. Guaranteed 100% risk-free. Call right now and even the shipping is free. Call 1-800-677-6111. 1-800-677-6111.